Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Welcome back. It's a victory postgame Monday.
Oh, boy.
Here at the Breaker, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
50 degrees right now. Going to be in the mid-70s to low 80s, depending on where you are today.
Weather's cake.
Bro, it's beautiful, sunny week.
Like 10 days.
Yeah, all week long. We're not going above like 75. We're not going below like 55.
No rain.
It's perfect. I start to complain when there's no rain.
Why?
No, it's blind melon, so I don't know why it just popped in my head. I'm sorry. It's been a long weekend. I'm literally crawling into bed every night.
Wow.
Shut up. I don't mean to complain. It's just four hockey games this weekend.
Yeah, people were coming up to me yesterday going, asking me, Bill Graves, if you were at the game. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, his daughter's got travel hockey. And they go, yeah. He should be at the game.
Yeah,
supporting the team.
Yeah.
What are you doing supporting your daughter?
Well, here's the thing. She's asleep right now.
You made a commitment.
I love my daughter.
Yeah.
I love my daughter. So Friday night, we had that event out at Silk Hall Loft.
Yeah.
It was great. Great to meet all you guys. It was so much fun. I had to rush from there over to Aquinas because my daughter had a tennis match.
Okay.
Won her match. Very excited about that. My dad also surprised her.
Wow.
And his girlfriend.
So he's finally coming around to his family.
So they were out there.
It takes 62 years.
So go home after that. Sleep for a few hours.
Yeah.
My oldest. She was volunteering at school on Saturday morning.
Why not?
She had to be there at 8.
Okay.
So had to go sleep there. She then had a game in Buffalo that night. So we had stuff all day, pick her up from school, rush out to Buffalo, plays in a game there. She had 2 goals. That was awesome.
Great.
Right. We get home from Buffalo at like 9 o'clock. Got to be up again at 6 on Sunday. Get my workout in.
Yeah. Then you got to get that workout in.
Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready so you don't got to get ready. Then had to be out of the door by 8 to be to Rome, New York. By 10:15.
Man, what a nice day.
Two games in Rome.
Rome's lovely this time of year.
It was very nice. 2 games in Rome. Watched the Bills game on my laptop while her game was happening.
Yeah.
She decided to sleepwalk through the second game, which I was not happy about. But we're gonna.
Well, this kid's got to be out of gas, man.
Oh, is she out of gas? Shut up.
Listen, you tell me.
Shut up.
Well, she's like, they hit the weight room and everything else. I would be.
Yeah, maybe.
She plays 2 games on a Saturday when the NHL plays 1.
Okay, well, maybe if you hit the weight room a little bit harder, you wouldn't be sleeping.
Listen
through
to
the
this.
Game.
What are you turning into Lombardi now?
Hey, I didn't say anything.
This is dad speak right
didn't
here.
Didn't say anything. Hey, you know what?
If you work a little harder, it'll be easier.
No, I don't even care. Yeah, yes, thank you.
How this kid's got any legs left? I'm amazed.
Shut up, stupid. If it wasn't my kid, you're such a pandering ass bitch. So now we got a 2-hour ride home from Rome. And you know what? I'm happy I'm there. I'm having a blast.
2 hours home?
Yes, yeah. 2 hours there. I'm in the car.
Did they move Rome?
Bro, I thought it was 1 hour too. And then I do the math.
Yeah,
like,
I guess Rome's one of those sneaky towns that's farther than you think, yeah.
But it's just past Syracuse, but it's not just past Syracuse.
But is it near Turning Stone?
Yeah, it's past Turning Stone.
Yeah, so, all right.
So, anyway, long story short, we're on the way home, and she wants to do something that night, and I'm like,
really?
We're getting home at 7, absolutely not. And she's like, you never let me do anything. And I swear to God, I was ready to pull the car over, open the door on 90, and say, get out, you now live in the woods. Godspeed. I hope it all works. You take your hockey bag with you, too. Take your skates and go live in the woods and use the blades to try and kill what you will to eat because I'm done. I'm done.
That line has to go all the way back to the Bible. But you don't let me do anything.
Bro. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
We had to rush back to Rochester on Saturday night because she had her homecoming dance.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
big night. But, big night for a high school kid.
Okay, fine, fine. But she gets off the ice at 7. She puts on her dress in the locker room. She's running out of the locker room with her bag and her, you know, sticks. Fine. I have to rush home to Rochester to drop her off at Aquinas at like 8:30, only to turn around and pick her back up at 9:30. So it's not even worth going home. So my wife and I find this shawarma place off of Dewey Ave in Greece to go have dinner. While we're eating, we're literally in mid-eating. She calls me. We're done. You have to pick us up right now. All right. So we get back in the car. I'm literally, my wife has a piece of pita bread. She's throwing all of the like salad and rice in the pita in the car as we're rushing back down Dewey Avenue to go get her. And she's got the nerve to look me in the face last night and go, you never let me do anything I want. Get out of my life right now. Shut up.
The little blessing.
Shut up. You don't get it. You will never get it.
No, but Kimmy's doing the right thing.
What?
Not having kids.
Oh.
Are you listening to this?
I'm listening.
You got to eat pita on the run.
Yeah,
one of the worst McCartney tunes of all time. Pita on the run. Pita on the run.
But I do want to point out.
The salad dressing is on my pants. It won't come out again.
Got any more? I kind of want the song to keep going.
That's all I got for Wings.
I do want to point out, though, that this is kind of on you. And you did the right dad thing. But you also pulled the. Because she wanted to go to the dance, right?
Yes.
And you go, well, you made a commitment to hockey and you got to stick to it.
You did.
Because you could have made your life a lot easier by just saying, okay, yeah. We'll just go to the dance today.
No, I could have done the standard dad thing and said, you're not going to the dance because you're going to be in Buffalo. I thought I did the good dad thing.
You did. You tried to satisfy everybody.
Yes.
And that never worked.
All right, so here's the ass kicker. Yeah. Right, here's the ass kicker. What happened? I told you this off the air. So, look, I don't mean to complain. And I know that every parent goes through what I'm going through right now, especially if you have kids and all the activities. Because here's the thing. My kid doesn't even do the most activities on the team. Like, there are girls that she plays with. They're playing another sport while they're playing
golf.
Yeah,
that's
like
impossible.
For school. Yeah.
Like there's a girl who plays, she plays golf and she goes right from golf to hockey. There are girls that play soccer and they go right from soccer.
How do these kids do it?
I don't know.
How do you squeeze in school?
I don't know. It's insane.
Yeah.
So, all right. I just gave you the whole rundown of the weekend, right? So last night we get home at 7 o'clock. I'm gassed. I'm done, right? So here's the other thing. My daughter has a tennis match in Batavia this afternoon. We're coming for you, Batavia. And
wait, you got to go out to Batavia?
I got to go out to Batavia, but that's okay.
Friends out that way.
So I got to go to the gym right after work.
Yeah.
Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready. So I got to get ready. So I got to go down to the basement, get my gym bag together. And again, like it's time for bed. It is 8 o'clock. Like, thank God. Just grab my bag.
Got to get that gym in.
My wife.
Yeah, whatever.
God love this woman who is beautiful and smart and wonderful. And I love her so much.
Yeah.
She's been doing this thing lately.
She's not up yet.
No, she's definitely listening, which is why she's beautiful and I love her.
Whatever.
Every month or two, she will decide to reorganize everything.
Oh, yeah. My wife does it, too. It's like the changing of the seasons. Everything's got to be moved around.
Yeah, decide you want to clean some stuff out.
No, but here's...
Some old stuff you got to get rid of.
Here's the thing. You're not really cleaning anything. You're just moving things to another place that is the most inconvenient place for them to be.
So what happened?
All right. So it's pitch dark. I go down into my Turkish prison gym basement that I have down there, and I go to walk in, and I feel my foot hit this thing, and I hear glass shatter everywhere.
The hell'd you hit?
My wife had moved like 5 glass bowls and vases right in front of the door.
Yeah. It's like a booby trap.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Right?
All right, let me
get an alarm system.
Get my gym bag. Smash! What? I turned the light on. There was glass everywhere.
So you like
was she putting them
things?
There? Yes. Like she just set them down there temporarily, or that was supposed to be where they're
gonna live?
Well, so she hears. I'm like, God, I start cursing up a storm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just want to go to bed, man. Yeah. I just want to go to bed. So she comes down. She goes, "What happened?" And I go, "Hey, why would you put all the vases right here?" And she goes, well,
"So it's in a doorway, right?
It's right in the doorway.
Yeah,
right in the doorway." And she goes, I had no other place to put.
but they were some place before.
They were a place before that place.
Yeah, there was a place to put them.
You got it. But the probably the best place for the glass to be would be right in front of the door.
An entryway is nice for glass.
Uh huh. So she goes, she gets mad at me.
Yeah.
Because I got frustrated.
Well, you're being mean.
Because
it's your tone, Pat.
So Like you said, yeah. After a weekend of trying to make everybody happy.
What happened?
Every woman in my house was mad at me by the time I went to bed last night. And then we go to bed.
That's a solid weekend.
And we get up and we try to do it.
Let's do it again, baby. Let's take another run at this week.
Okay. Bill writes us on Instagram. Yeah. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I have three daughters. Went through all of this. I feel your pain. My plan is to stay alive long enough to be a huge pain in their asses. That'll be payback.
Yeah, but is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long way to wait for a payback.
Yeah. That's if you get there.
And even if they care.
Yeah. I told my wife last night before she got mad at me for very rudely kicking the vase that was in the doorway.
Well, watch where your big feet are going.
Shut up, Kimmy. I told my wife, if they don't put us in the nicest possible home when we get older, like I need an ice cream machine that has 24-hour.
Bro, they got ones
with. You are going to leave that house kicking and screaming. You're not going to want to go anywhere.
I also
even if it's the nicest place.
But
on
some of
the
these
planet.
Nursing homes, it's like it's got everything. They got like
he
a
even
full
says
bar.
He's not. You're going to have to pry him out of the house he's in.
No, look, I understand.
Bakeries, coffee. It's like the mall.
Thank you. No, Kimmy,
with
you're
death.
Kimmy, you're right. I'm not going to want to leave my house. But eventually, you know, if I make it long enough, God willing.
You got to go.
You know, yeah, you got to go. Like, you better put us in the nicest possible thing you can afford, or so help me God.
Yeah, but then it starts eating away at their inheritance. So that you got to
inheritance? What, do you hear what I'm spending on hockey and tennis and glass vases that I continue to shatter in doorways? Shut up, man. It doesn't end. Help me, please. Like, I'll give, again, I don't mean to sound like I'm complaining. I'm sorry. I'm just going to vent. I'm venting and we're going to keep going. All right. So this week.
This week coming up. There we go.
My youngest has 4 tennis matches in 5 days. 4 tennis matches.
Again, when did tennis become, I don't mean to be mean here, but. When did tennis become that important?
Well,
you got to play
a very
four
condensed season, so they try to get as much in as
they
can.
I thought
they
moved in inside.
No, there is no inside tennis in high school. And who has an indoor tennis court?
Yeah.
Or you could turn anything into a tennis court.
No, you can't.
Especially that private school.
What are you talking about?
All the goddamn money they got?
We've only got 4 courts, period.
We only got 4 courts,
bro, you go
period?
To any public school, they have like 12 courts. The games are over in 45 minutes. Right. Aquinas has got 4, so I'm there for 4 hours.
All right,
it's
so
great, and I love it.
So you got to sit at every one of them games?
Well, yeah, I want to. All right, sorry. You ready for this? Yeah. You ready for this? All right. She's got 4 matches in 5 days.
And you got the hockey on top of it.
Hockey practice on tonight and Thursday.
Yeah, no days off.
Thursday night. My wife wants to go see, because she wanted to go see comedian Nate Bargatze. He's coming to the Blue Cross Arena, so I'm taking her to that.
You love going to see live comedy. Man, you got to sit through a comedy show on top of
this
that?
This one will be good. He's like Bob Newhart for the, he's good.
He ain't no Bob Newhart.
I'm telling you, man, you never watched him. He's good.
I've seen him. Okay, my wife loves him. As soon as my wife goes, he's so funny, I go, sucks.
This is one of the few comics we can agree my wife and I are funny.
Well, he's squeaky clean.
Super clean.
I can't listen to clean comedy.
But I'm taking my wife out Thursday night.
All right, so
and then Saturday we got to go splitsies because my oldest has a hockey game in Ithaca at like 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
And my youngest has another tennis match. And then next weekend for Columbus Day, I got to take her to D.C. for a tournament.
Wait, hockey or tennis?
Hockey. And then the Patriots game Sunday night in Orchard Park.
Are you going?
Yeah, man. I didn't get to go yesterday. What am I going to do? Just not go to Bills games? What choice do I have? And it's they're doing that new promotion at the stadium.
What's that?
Kick vases on the way in. This is the only place we could store our vases.
Vases?
In front of.
How do you say multiple vases?
I don't know.
Or vases?
Who cares? Well, we only got one left after I kicked the hell out of
them. Are
you back
to vase?
Yeah, I think we're back to straight up vase in the Duffy household.
Oh, man.
Bro.
I'm exhausted listening to you.
I'm telling you.
I need
man,
a nap.
I would love if I had. If someone was like, what do you want to do right now? I would say, I would like you to dig a hole in my backyard. So I can just lay in it for a couple days.
Because
that sounds wonderful.
But it's all going to just stop abruptly.
Yeah, you're right.
Like it just stops. Like it just goes away.
And that's the other thing. I know that as soon as it's gone, I'm going to be desperate to get it all back. And that's the cruelty of all this.
Play this tape back to remind yourself how exhausted you are.
Butterfly kisses. Bedtime prayer. No, I know I'm going to be that old guy who goes to the rink like Saturday mornings when like the little kids are like learning to play hockey and like look down, like put my hand on the glass.
Don't do that. Please show up
and they slowly escort me out.
Yeah.
Nope.
And then I'm also rested on all the vases that I was kicking over and smashing because that's the only place they can go, Tommy.
Oh.
Facebook message coming in. The break room. WCMF on Facebook. You know how this stuff goes. This comes in from Jill. Jill says, Duffy, hold on. We can all do this. We're all doing it together.
I ain't doing it. Kimmy ain't doing it.
No, I'm not.
Who's all of us? Who is she talking about?
I don't know. Like, I'm glad we're all in this together as parents, because I also feel like when you're amongst the other parents that do this,
yeah,
you're not allowed to say any of this, because God forbid that parent has more on their plate than you have, then you just look like a bitch.
Competition.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's always a competition.
Well, I don't know how parents with kids, with multiple kids who play hockey do it.
I don't either.
Financially.
Between the expense, between the time.
And yeah, just like, how do you take your kids to like three different tournaments at the same time?
I'm too selfish.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I like it.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what selfish is.
I love being a selfish a-hole. I mean, when I listen to you, I go, yeah, I'm doing it right.
Yeah, you're nailing it.
I am nailing it.
No legacy. No one to take care of you. Nobody
They're not
going to
take care of you.
Well, they wouldn't take care of you anyway. Right. You're you. Ugh.
All like, right. If the payoff is colostomy bag and ice cream, I'll pass.
I don't have to poop on my own and I get free ice cream?
Yeah.
I'm here using my colon like a sucker?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
something. No, I was going to say, I mean, you kind of lucked out, though, because you have grandkids.
Oh, they hate them. They're going to hate them.
Yeah, but they're in Chicago. But
you have people, I guess, that could take care of you potentially that you didn't do any work for their whole lives.
True, but also.
But they're now obligated.
But also having that time zone buffer is nice.
That's good for you, man.
Always keep your family in the Midwest. That's kind of why we settled the Midwest.
Yes, yes, that's why.
Just to get in-laws and stuff out there. Yeah, why don't you go check out Nebraska for us?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, like we were just saying.
What's that?
One of the best parts about living in the greater Rochester area outside of the food is the weather.
You know what you're going to get.
You know, it's funny.
And you know where you're going to get it.
Exactly. Like, we get everything we want. For all the talk of people wanting to move out of here to avoid the cold, we are never in danger of the weather killing us. At least that's how it used to be.
But not anymore.
Look, man, you can make all the silly voices you want because you're going to die on a hill that you did no research on. End of story.
So this is something that's coming, or it's here?
Oh, it's here. And
the
question becomes,
yeah,
Kimmy, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yeah.
Kimmy, if we have come this far,
yeah,
does it keep getting worse from here? You're hanging
thinking
out.
Thinking of the same thing?
You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. It is official. A tornado, a storm outside of Binghamton that has officially been named a tornado, makes 7 tornadoes this season in upstate New York.
Like Kansas. Tornado Alley.
That is a hell of a lot of tornadoes for a place that, according to one man in this room, doesn't get any tornadoes.
Well, not real tornadoes.
Well, they're very mild tornadoes.
Are they mild tornadoes?
They ain't no Texas twisters, buddy.
Okay. So the largest tornado.
See, one eat up a whole damn county. Christians and cows alike.
And Christian cows.
Christian cows went to the promised land. Every animal is a Christian in Texas.
The biggest tornado this summer happened in our area. An EF2 hit Phelps in Ontario County, reached winds of 115 miles an hour.
I'll tell you what that son of a bitch looked like. Satan's tail coming out the sky.
Let me say that again.
Twisting around.
Because you're not listening because you're doing your stupid voice.
Picking up all the debris.
115 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That is...
That's what a tornado is.
No, oh, really? It's what a tornado is. But you say we have tornadoes.
But here's the thing. When you say that,
yeah,
it's very condensed. Yeah. So, like, you could have that at your house,
sure,
and I would experience okay nothing.
I understand how tornadoes...
See, a hurricane takes in, like,
now we're going to move the goalpost. I'm sorry. Does your back
hurt?
Well,
it's no hurricane, Pat.
Is your back hurt from picking up the goalpost and trying
no
to move
cane,
it?
No son.
Phone numbers.
I love how you're like, it's a condensed tornado. But if it was coming at you, what do you get? You're a little bitch, tornado.
Hell
get
yeah
out of here today. I'm not scared of you. You're no hurricane.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. For the last 10 years, yeah, as we started to see tornadoes show up in our area where they had not before, you have said over and over again, there aren't no tornadoes in our state of New York.
But even if you're not seeing any more, there's no actual more tornadoes. They just have the technology
there's
now
no
to actually
actual
detect
them. More tornadoes.
They had them what before.
You want to talk for that? A living.
Because they had the Doppler.
You just said, and I quote,
there aren't no more.
There aren't more, no more actual tornadoes. No, there ain't no actual more tornadoes.
That's tornado talk.
You even made it sound too smart, Kimmy, when you said it back. Actually, that's not true.
Yeah, that is true.
No, what you're saying is not true.
They had the technology now to detect these things that they didn't.
We've
before
had that technology for yeah 50 years.
Doppler? We didn't have Doppler 50 years ago.
You know what Doppler is? There have been they've recorded tornadoes that have touched down here, like, within, what, the last 20-plus years.
Yeah, but now with satellite technology, you can see more.
Can you Google when we had Doppler technology?
Here?
No.
Doppler technology was with the military. Oh, you didn't have it here.
Okay, we're going to find out.
You think Channel 10 had Doppler 50 years ago?
They've had Doppler since I've been alive, bro.
Not around.
Doppler radar.
Couldn't afford no Doppler.
Named after James Doppler, who died in a tornado of 150 yeah miles an hour. Hey,
but his last words were, this thing works.
No, his last words were, this ain't no more hurricane. 252-WCMF, a now confirmed tornado in Binghamton, marked the seventh tornado of 2025. And here's where it gets interesting. Kimmy, when was Doppler invented?
I thought you asked when it was used here.
Fine,
first.
Give it to me.
1970s.
So that's 50.
Yeah.
No, that is but, 50 yeah years.
And by the way, the technology was very sketchy back then. It was like Wi-Fi.
Well, yeah, because
he was like in and out.
He was holding all the technology while he got swept away by that tornado, yelling at it that it's a bitch. It turns out
that
we in upstate New York are now averaging about 12 tornadoes a year. This year, we've been under, which is good. Last year was particularly bad. We had 16 of them just in upstate New York.
Wow.
And Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Now that we know, we are getting, on average, a dozen tornadoes a year just in our area. You're finally ready to admit that tornadoes are something we should be concerned about?
No, I'm not concerned. All right, so what are you going to do? Are you concerned?
Yes.
All right, so what's your plan?
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. You know, we've heard about this theory that the way the weather, Kimmy, has been changing the last 30 years, that the conditions that have always made the Midwest Tornado Alley are starting to push those conditions where we are. Mm. There have been several stories done about it. That would be bad simply because of what Tommy brought up. Homes and buildings we have in our area, not built with tornadoes in mind.
Neither is the Midwest, well, according to the news.
They keep, some of them are guys with money. Also, are there any tornado shelters in our area?
Well, that'd be like standard shelters, like old bomb shelters.
Yeah, but again, though, we found out when we did that story a couple months ago that those aren't even in like usable shape.
Yeah, they've been built like 70 years ago when they were working on Doppler.
Maybe
then all the money went to Doppler and they let go at the bomb shelter.
And you know what sucks is we lost all the money when he got swept up in that tornado yelling, this ain't no more hurricane. Win go, Doppler die, tornado.
As he was being pulled. I wouldn't know where to go.
Well, yeah. Rochester doesn't have any public community-wide tornado shelters, but I mean, it does say, like, seek your basement if possible.
Okay.
I mean, like, a lot of those other places where those tornadoes wipe out those, you know, neighborhoods, I don't know if a lot of those places are, those homes are built with basements.
Oh, really?
I think, isn't it, like, uncommon in the South to have a basement?
It is deep South because it's be a indoor swimming pool.
It's be an indoor swimming pool. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you okay?
I'm speaking like a tornado man.
Ain't no.
It's be an indoor swimming pool.
I'll tell you what, son. You dig a hole in the South, you're going to hit a gator. You're going to hit yourself a little swamp puppy down there. You're going to get yourself a Texas snapper.
I thought they didn't let people in the South build basements because they were afraid of what they do down there.
Well, or what you find when you start digging.
Exactly.
Yeah, anything like right? that. Yeah, just stay away from this.
No, I mean, I guess my genuine question, and I don't know why I'm asking people listening, like we have like media, unless Glenn Johnson's listening, we're not going to get any answer. Like, with 7 tornadoes this year, an average now of 12, 16 last year, and if you look at the numbers, they are increasing, right? We did not used to have this in our area. Kimmy, does this get worse as time goes further?
Are you saying, like, the weather-wise, well, the amount it gets of
tornadoes we will, well, the amount
why
of tornadoes
would it get worse?
Well, because it has been
just
getting
more
worse.
Extreme year after year?
We have been getting more tornadoes. Like, that's
Kind of seems like it. I mean, if it's trending that way, why would it stop?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't know the science behind how a tornado starts. Except unless you get like a Coke bottle and you spin around really fast.
Is that how it starts?
Well, you put the little Monopoly houses in there.
I mean, even aside from tornadoes, I feel like our area has gotten windier. Like within the last
That was the
years.
Oldest woman thing you've ever said.
Mouth. No, I'm serious. Like Buffalo, don't they struggle a lot with like windstorms?
Do they?
We're coming off the lake?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that before. Is that a true thing?
I thought so.
All right, Billy McGrath writes us on Instagram.
What's he saying?
He says in 1950 we had 29 tornadoes.
Damn, that was the year of the Twister.
But that was pre. That was also
the year of the Twister. Everybody was doing the twist,
got that?
Which may have started the whole. Chubby Checker made it kick this whole thing.
Come on, baby, go to kill your grandma. Oh, but I also heard that's before Doppler. So who the hell knows if that information's even right? Right.
Well, you know how I feel about old weather stats.
What's that?
They're jive. Because like they weren't very good at it. Like when you
it's
see
just
like
somebody like eyeing it, like nah, that looks like it could be a tornado.
Well, think about
we'll
like when
down.
They say like you know the last time it was like this, it was you know 1878.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't tell me those idiots back then knew
I mean,
what they
had
were doing,
thermometers
man.
And stuff. Right?
But then it was all new, and most of the thermometers they were using rectally or in their mouth, man. Like they literally had to like release it from their butt cheeks to stick it in the wind. See the temperature.
And, by the way,
and then when the wind hit, good God.
Made the whole town smell terrible. It was terrible. This guy's theory supports what you're saying, you idiot. You're arguing against us the whole time. Bill goes, hey, maybe Tommy's right. And you go, no, let me tell you why. Your point sucks. You are the stupidest person. Good theory coming in from Joe.
What's he saying?
Again, we are now averaging in upstate New York 12 tornadoes a year. We've had 7 this year. Last summer, particularly bad, 16.
Yeah.
Joe writes us, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. It's from all them damn roundabouts they keep putting everywhere.
Oh, the rotation of the cars.
Yeah, you got
circulating
it.
The air.
Everyone's going all circle. Yeah, that's
okay.
Not going to
get butt thermometer out of my head all day.
The dumbest person I've ever met. You know, no, good. I hope you're dying. Like, it would benefit you specifically to prepare in case this is a thing that's happening.
I ain't preparing for nothing.
Well, okay. I mean, I guess.
What are you going to do? Go to your basement and pray?
Famous last words.
Well, what's the preparation? Just going downstairs.
Yeah, what else can you
no,
do?
But he keeps nothing as far as provisions in his house. Like, you know, bottle or cases
of
water.
Oh, I got
water.
Bottles.
Cases of water.
I got booze. I never got this. You gotta have so much water.
Why? Because the water could stop running. Ask anybody that lived through the ice storm.
Okay, but the water will be back.
Yeah. Let's hope you don't die before you get there.
And we're also all, everybody's so goddamn hydrated.
Oh my
God. Jesus Christ. Everybody in this goddamn building walks around with a goddamn scuba tank of water every day like they're working on the sun.
Yeah, you know why they could do that?
Why?
Because they have access to fresh water, stupid!
You don't need all that much water, man. It's not good for you.
Oh my God. It is good for you.
No. Too much water will kill you.
Yes. We're not drinking. Okay. You're the dumbest man I have ever met in my life. And I completely understand why you have had to buy 4 engagement rings to find someone to live with you for the rest of your life. Let's wrap it up with Teddy. He's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Morning, how are you?
Teddy, tell him about real storms, man.
Okay, maybe you know this one, Tommy, because why are those tornadoes the name after a woman, Tommy?
Why is that, Teddy?
They suck and they blow in the beginning, and they take a house on the end.
Boo!
That was not bad.
Boo! No, you're the only kid. That's
bad. Teddy's good. That's a good one, Teddy.
Do they name tornadoes?
No, they
don't. I know they name hurricanes.
Yeah. Teddy, you screwed it up. You name hurricanes, not tornadoes, buddy.
Hey, Teddy, that was a good joke.
No, it wasn't.
Don't put you down, Teddy.
Not only did he get the storm wrong, the joke sucked. Teddy, you suck. You suck hard. Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. By the way, he was talking the way you are also talking today.
Yeah.
You know why
couple
they named
sharp cats.
Hurricane named woman after hurricane.
Take house.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills fans, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what?
I said Bills fans.
Yeah.
Are we feeling a little weird this morning? Okay, look, the Bills are 4-0. They are alone atop the AFC East. They are the top team in the entire conference. They have multiple game leads over all their most dangerous foes. Yet!
You're riding high.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're right. But the last 2 weeks have been, I don't even know the word. Because for what the score said yesterday when the game was done, it sure didn't feel like what the score was when we were done watching it.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, your Buffalo Bills, stay undefeated. A 31-19 win at home over the New Orleans Saints yesterday. They continue their regular season home win streak. They have not lost now in almost two full seasons at home. James Cook broke the franchise record for most consecutive games with a rushing touchdown.
So I'm driving home and they drop a name. On the broadcast, I go, he just broke OJ's record. Man, I didn't think they even acknowledged that dude anymore.
Well, I guess it is technically a record, so.
By the way, I'm sorry. It is, yes.
Yeah, but it was just funny that they tied it to OJ.
Not only did he break OJ's
record. He didn't really even have to tell me that, to tell you the truth.
Well, no, it could have been Thurman. He was an MVP in 91.
Okay.
And he also, no, because Thurman was, or I'm sorry, OJ was tied with someone else for that record, the greatest name in Bills franchise history. Cookie Gilchrist.
Oh,
running back during the AFL days. But come on.
All right.
It's a grown-ass man named
Cookie Gilchrist. Yeah.
Cookie Gilchrist.
Yeah, that's
which
a name.
Sounds like instructions on how to put, like, you know, fat on your baking pan before you make your cookies. You got a Cookie Gilchrist in. All right. So,
yeah.
By the way, James Cook goes over 100 yards again yesterday. It's a double-digit win over a team you should beat.
Right.
Sounds good. Everything's wonderful. Yet, there was something about that game yesterday that felt icky.
Because they weren't dominant.
Not only not dominant, the Bills, Kimmy, were never firmly in control of that game.
Not until
and they looked sloppy.
Really the end. I mean, it was close. I mean, it was a one-score game.
Josh looked off. I mean, some of those passes, especially in the first
He did throw his first interception.
Yeah, he did.
But like, some of those passes just were off.
Yeah. Spencer Rattler, the Saints quarterback, he's never won a game in the NFL. After yesterday, he's 0-10.
And that kid played a good game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You wouldn't have known that watching him move the Saints offense up and down the field. There were 2 points in that game where the Saints could have tied or taken a lead. That Cole Bishop interception.
Oh, that was an amazing grab.
First of his career, yep. That keeps him out of the end zone before
half.
How
big is that dude's hand to grab a ball like that?
He's a little guy, so I don't know.
He's not very big.
But then if Chris Olave, the receiver for the Saints, manages to hold on to that ball in the end zone, the Bills are
down. Turning points.
They're down 2 points in the fourth quarter there, right? And this is a Saints team that has yet to win a game this season.
Mm-hmm.
Not only have they not won, they were getting blown out by middling teams. And in a week where they had to travel all the way from Seattle back to New Orleans, then all the way to the East Coast to play what's supposed to be a juggernaut Bills team.
But do you think they were super pissed off because of that point spread? It was so ridiculous. It was almost insulting. Like, you guys don't even belong in the league.
I mean, it's possible.
They could have been motivated.
It's okay,
that underdog mentality.
But here's the thing.
They had nothing to lose.
I don't think the point spread was inappropriate.
Still, it's insulting to those guys. Like, we don't even think you belong
Okay,
here.
But like you're someone who doesn't believe in motivation. You're someone who doesn't believe any of that
stuff.
I'm just
using your logic and what you have spewed to deduce a statement.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
I think he's having a stroke. Somebody called 911.
That was yesterday.
Look,
but
the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I do not want to be a rain cloud this morning.
Oh, you're not?
Because Bills fans,
I don't like this win.
Be on cloud nine. But everything we wanted, look, everything we wanted to happen before the season has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But something feels off,
well,
Kimmy.
Just,
so you don't think they're good?
I didn't say that.
Here's the thing. They're not making it look easy. And in games like yesterday, I don't know if the Bills are playing down to the Saints level or the Saints are playing up to the Bills level. You know what I mean? When they get into these like shootouts with like teams that they should be absolutely crushing, I'm always like, is this team just playing their absolute best against the Bills, or have the Bills kind of lowered themselves a little bit because, you know, they know maybe they could get away with some things?
But see, here's the thing. Right. Neither of those things should happen. Because
no, but I don't know, though. Are the Bills going to be that team moving forward where everybody's playing their best football against them?
Which is fine.
You are the team to beat.
Okay, but we've had that the last 4 years.
Yeah, but now, like, it looks like the Super Bowl talk is on. Like, they're the team,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you this. Because you and I'm using your.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not trying to be. I'm going to ask you a question.
That was nothing. That was English.
Well, there's less to come. Does McDermott not want to show too much out there now because he knows he's got bigger fish to fry coming forward with Philly, with KC? The big boys are coming.
I guess that's possible.
And maybe he doesn't want to show too much.
I guess that's possible, but then...
So, because, like, run cook, use Josh as little as possible, and don't show him too much.
Okay, maybe, but then I would argue, like, hey, you played one of your biggest games of the season opening night, and you needed a furious... comeback, like,
well, that was one of the big dogs that came to
but
town.
My point is, if your plan was to only use the good stuff on the teams that you really need to beat, maybe don't be down 15 points with 4 minutes left. Like, don't let it get to that point.
Okay.
And granted, now here's the other thing that's scaring me. After yesterday, now granted, the Ravens are really beat up too. They may not be the team we thought
right,
they were.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. They've looked like they've struggled the last two games.
And Kansas City looks like they're coming back up.
Oh, my God. They had one game against a Ravens team that had
nobody
healthy.
Yeah, they got some people back, too, though. Yeah.
One guy. All right, so here's the thing. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you sat down any Bills fan in August and told them after week four, the Bills will be 4-0, you will be second in the league in points per game.
You'd be busting out of your jeans, man.
You'd be two full games ahead of the Chiefs, essentially four games ahead of the Ravens. James Cook playing the best ball of his career. By the way, you're doing it without two of your best defenders in Ed Oliver and Matt Milano. We would have signed up for that in a second.
And don't forget, Cincinnati's done.
Yeah, they're shot.
They're
too.
Fried.
Yeah, you're right.
So all of your bitter rivals are like limping along.
You're right.
Like, this is it.
And here's the thing, even last week, right? Like, the performance against the Dolphins makes sense. It's a divisional game, desperate for
a win.
They hate
each other.
Yes, like that. Okay, I'll give you that. Those games are always close. Yesterday is the one that's making me go, right, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
How are you doing this morning?
We got a win, so that's good. We got a win, Steve.
We got a win, yep. Only slightly worried because the Patriots are looking up and our defense is beat up and kind of rough. Now, if our defense keeps sputtering and our offense has a bad day, we could have a bad day. I'm just hoping that
our offense, if both sides of the ball have a bad day, we could have a bad day.
I think he meant we have a bad day, which I would have a bad day, but you wouldn't hear that because you're not a fan.
Both sides of the ball had a bad day.
I think we can handle the Patriots, but We gotta not have offensive, defensive, bad day, same time.
One always picks up the other.
Yeah, you're right. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy.
Wait, so the offense and the defense, if they both have a bad day, that's bad?
Yeah, that's what you watched yesterday.
Yeah.
No, that's why.
They won.
No, but that. Okay. Did you feel
31 points.
Did you feel like the Bills were going to win that entire time?
Yes, I'm a believer, man.
That was the first game, Kimmy?
Yeah.
All season? When Olave.
When
Saints
they started
receiver.
To get going.
Well, when the Saints receiver, what we thought, caught that touchdown pass, right? That was the first time I was like, hey, maybe this is the game that they lose that they shouldn't lose every year.
Yeah. No, I could totally see that happening. Although I felt like even in the end when the Saints started to make it close, I felt like the Bills were still going to win. They were just going to make it look really hard.
And, like, it is amazing to me. Josh Allen can just decide to win the game.
But he's also matured. Because he used to get that, like, I used to call him Lighthouse Boy, where he got that scared, like, dazed and confused look. He's a confident leader now, man. Enjoy it. No, like, the guy's not rattled anymore.
Look, I get it. You're not wrong. Like,
He's not a scared little boy with a baby arm.
Oh, my God.
He is not.
Like that third and five of the fourth quarter,
he's
right?
He's a man now.
He takes off on that run. He's juking people. He's blasting people. And then turns around and throws just a laser to a wide-open Dalton Kincaid for another touchdown. By the way, he's having a year so far.
Yeah.
Was that Dalton Kincaid's fourth touchdown catch yesterday?
I have no idea.
I'm asking Kimmy. I know you're stupid.
Yes.
You're a stupid, ugly person.
So you're never happy watching football.
No, I am
you
happy
have to be.
Watching.
No, you are a miserable, miserable football fan.
No, I'm not.
Because you just can't. You can't relax and enjoy the moment at all. Like, you're just worried.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you do as a fan. You worry,
What if we go to the Super Bowl and it's going to be, everybody's going to be watching? What if we suck? You can't enjoy the game, man. It was a great game.
You're not a fan. You don't understand.
Yeah, man.
You don't get it.
Yeah.
252 WCMF.
You start drinking again. You were a lot more fun when you were fat and drunk.
Thank you.
You were. You were full of pork. You were a good time.
Let's talk to Rich. Hey, Rich, how are you, buddy? You're on CMF.
You're talking to Patty Porks.
Hey, how are you?
Go, Rich.
What's your combined record of the four teams you beat? Is what, 1-11? And I'd be concerned too because the first week you guys got basically freight trained until Derrick Henry fumbled the ball. I'd be a little concerned.
He's saying, "No, Rich knows what you're talking about." He talks like this. He barely opens his lips when he says words, and he does it like that. If you don't move your lips too much, it means the more things you're saying are true, Tommy. Why don't you come over and see me sometime?
He's Mae West.
anyway, I'm just saying you guys have beat a combination of 1-11.
So Bills are not good.
I didn't say that. Anytime you got Josh Allen, you're in a game. He's the second best quarterback in football.
That's why I got to keep my mouth closed like this in case Josh Allen throws a pass that's right in the mouth, keeps it from going and hitting your teeth. Who's the best quarterback in football?
The guy that has three rings that'll beat you guys again in the playoffs.
Don't ever be Patrick Mahomes over there. Patrick Mahomes out there in Kansas City from Rich, big old Kansas City fan, Rich calling here.
I'm not a KC fan.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Who are you a fan of?
Unfortunately, I'm the fan of a guy that walks around because he's punch drunk because he can't play football because he likes to have concussions a lot.
Who's that?
Does that tell you anything?
No.
Really?
What are you, the Riddler? Just tell us who you like.
Tuna Tua.
Oh, he's a Dolphins fan. He's a Dolphins fan. That's why Rich let it go. It's not that good. I saw you do it. It's not a bad thing. Rich, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Oh, man, that guy's annoying.
I guess we should have known.
Oh, my God.
We should have known.
That's a human stroke.
Are you the Riddler? All right, as we talk about here, you know what? I guess the term I think I would use is like disappointing win, and I know that sounds stupid, and I know that sounds spoiled, because if somebody came to me during the drought and said, you're going to use the term disappointing win sometime, I'd have punched me in the face.
But is it disappointing that I feel like this is kind of like the way the Bills play? I never think it's going to be I never expect a blowout loss.
Okay.
Or a blowout win, I'm sorry.
But they were. They
Even
have
though
been.
I did predict that last Friday. But... But it's not like something I've come to expect, even though I know the Bills are a good team. Like, they're not a team that consistently, you know, makes you think all the way until the end they got this.
I don't know, man. The last couple of years, they have been blowing out bad teams. I used to think like, I was once like you, Kimmy, but I allowed myself to believe again.
Yeah.
And look where I am. I mean, let's just hope it's as simple as the guys missing on defense. Because, like, not only are you missing Oliver and Milano.
That shows.
Rookie first-round pick Max Harrison hopefully is on his way back soon. He can play if he wants to, if he's healthy on Sunday, but it looks like that's not going to happen. You also have two free agents the Bills signed that are currently in the middle of six-game suspensions. Defensive end Michael White and defensive tackle Larry Okunjobi.
Wait, we do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
The official station of the Buffalo Bills, your football expert, Tommy Mulay.
What was that?
Before it was early in the summer, I think. That
really? What did they do?
Those suspensions
They
came
were both
down.
Suspended for banned substances.
We were like, new players.
That's
oh,
interesting.
No.
How would Mae West,
I can't do it because I can't. If I hear him talk, I can
come
do
out
it.
And do some cocaine with me sometime.
No, banned substances and performance enhancing.
Oh, all right. Oh, they took like stuff like shots or something.
So Michael Hecht, he says that it was a supplement that he didn't check in close enough. Well, hey, it's a six-game suspension.
Yeah. Six games for that?
Yeah.
God, Mae West must be rolling over in her grave.
What would that sound like if she was doing that?
I'm not doing the impression.
I can't do it. Rich has got to call back up so I can make fun of Rich's voice. You know, I'm not the impression guy on the show. You're the impression guy.
Well, all of a sudden you were breaking out Mae West.
I was feeling good. I was in the zone.
He doesn't even know who that is.
Well, I know she talks like Pat just talked.
She was like an old.
Let me try and get my words back. Oh, and I got it back because his mouth was too close to his lips. I wanted to come over here and see.
She played like a slutty saloon woman back in the day.
Yeah, they called her the Tommy's mom of Hollywood.
Full of bats all the time. Why don't you come over here and bats me sometimes?
It's really hard to do Mae West while you're laughing at the same time. By the way, because Tim's going to be all like, that wasn't Olave in the end zone. That was
the kid that dropped the ball.
It was Brandon Cooks.
It hit the
whoever it was.
Hit the ground.
Yeah, he was a saint. Nobody cares. Let's take a break. Tommy made some picks on Friday. We're going to recap those picks after 7:45.
Oh, you big boy.
Okay, nope. See, no, I just did it really good again.
Now I feel uncomfortable.
Yep, there you go. Tommy thinks he did well. Because Tommy forgot his pick.
No, I think I hit some. I know I hit some. I didn't goose egg it.
We will get to a Mule post-game excuse Monday, just after 7:45 here in the break room on CMF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.